From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Giabile reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump's former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn took more than $500,000 from Turkey and tens of thousands of dollars from Russian interests. New documents show he was also warned not to accept payments from foreign governments in 2014. Elijah Cummings, a top Democrat in the House of Representatives Oversight Committee, said his committee has no evidence that Flynn obtained permission from the Secretary of the Army and the Secretary of State to accept any foreign government payments as required by law. White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer on Thursday blamed the Obama administration for failing to catch the questionable payments.
General Flynn was a career military officer who maintained a high-level security clearance throughout his career in the military. His clearance was last reissued by the Obama administration in 2016 with full knowledge of his activities that occurred in 2015.
White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer. The Pentagon says two U.S. service members were killed and a third was wounded during a raid against Islamic State militants in eastern Afghanistan. A U.S. military statement says the American troops were conducting an operation with Afghan security forces when they came under attack Wednesday evening. General John Nicholson, the commander of U.S. forces Afghanistan, said the fight against the local chapter of the Islamic State is important to the world, but not without sacrifice. Earlier this month, a U.S. warplane dropped the largest bomb in America's arsenal on an IS bunker complex in Nangarhar. Officials say at least 92 militants were killed. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump is calling Venezuela a mess after the country announced it's pulling out of the Organization of American States. During a White House meeting with Argentina's President Mauricio Macri Thursday, Trump said he's very sad for Venezuela. Venezuelan Foreign Minister Delcy Rodriguez said it will soon present the letter of complaint to the OAS, the first step in the two-year process to leave the regional group. The Caracas government is upset the OAS voted to hold a special session to talk about Venezuela's political crisis. In Washington, State Department spokesman Mark Toner said the OAS can have a constructive influence on Venezuela. The U.S. Senate has confirmed the final member of President Donald Trump's cabinet, Labor Secretary Alexandra Acosta. The 60-38 vote Thursday confirms Acosta to the post. Once sworn as the nation's 27th Secretary of Labor, the son of Cuban immigrants will lead a sprawling agency that enforces more than 180 federal laws, covering about 10 million employers and 125 million workers. Acosta was the president's second choice. This is the fourth time the Senate has confirmed Acosta. He warned Senate approval to become the U.S. attorney in Florida, led the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division, and his seat on the National Labor Relations Board. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan eked out a narrow referendum victory, even though the country's industrial heartland and main cities voted against him for the first time in his political career. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
President Erdogan's referendum victory was bittersweet. For the first time, he lost in Turkey's main cities, including Istanbul. İnan Demir, an economist for Nomura Bank, points out that Erdogan's unprecedented electoral successes were achieved in a period of economic boom. But those halcyon days appear to be waning.
Currently, inflation rate is at 11.3%, and it is expected to increase further to around 12% in the coming months. It would constitute highest inflation rate since before the global financial crisis in 2009.
The impact of the economic slowdown has been felt most in Western Turkey, where more than 70% of its economic production is located, and most closely linked to European markets. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
United Airlines reached an out-of-court settlement Thursday with a doctor who was dragged off one of its flights after he refused to give up his seat. The airline and Dr. David Dow's lawyers agreed not to disclose the amount of money he will receive. I am Giabile in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.